Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. Today I'm here with Matthijs Hoekstra.
Very good.
Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely, 100%.
So one thing I realized the other day as I was thinking about it is that we haven't talked much about Windows Phone from the standpoint of an enterprise developer.
That's correct.
And you focus on this, don't you?
Yes, that's my job. I try to focus around...
You try to see things from the enterprise developer point of view.
Exactly.
What do enterprise developers care about?
Well, there's a couple of things, right? So, since Windows Phone 8, we have, I think, a better enterprise story. There's a lot of functionality in the phone enterprise care about. Part of it is building applications for the enterprise.
I heard they maybe care about security a little bit, too.
Yes, so one of the strongest points, I think, in Windows Phone is the security story.
Well, with Windows Phone 8, we moved to the same shared core with desktop Windows.
Exactly.
And that has a pretty hardened core from a security perspective.
Yes, we benefit from all the work which is done in the Windows NT kernel. We use, for example, secure boot based on UEFI, so mm-hmm. we check the signatures of the OS before we load it. The OS itself checks all the signatures of the drivers and all the other parts in the OS. And when it all works out and it loads, then we start up the application in sandbox model, which you can't get out of. That means that if you have a rogue app, for example,
right,
it can't get to your enterprise data if it's stored on the device.
But don't all applications have to go through the Windows Phone Store? I think some enterprises might not like that.
Well, that's a choice. So there's a couple of choices.
This has changed now.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes, we have to go through the store for most of the apps, but as an enterprise, you can choose if you want to sideload applications.
And sign them yourself, or?
Yes, so you register as a developer on our portal, as a company, and we check if you are really that company. Then you buy a certificate at Symantec, and they do some validation as well, and you can use that certificate to sign your applications and then start sideloading your applications through a few different mechanisms. One is enrolling your phone in an MDM environment like Intune or Mobile Iron or AirWatch, things like
Not just
like that.
Microsoft's ones.
No, we support just the MDM agent is already on the phone. And you can, for example, choose to let people download the apps through a website or through email once you have the certificate installed on the phone of the application enterprise token.
Now you have to sign the app too once you get that certificate.
Yes.
And we have the tools for that in the SDK?
Yeah, so if you install the SDK, it's the same SDK as everybody can use. There's a few tools in there. You can use it to create an enterprise an application token, and you can use it to sign your applications before you upload them to the MDM environment or to your website.
Okay. So the other thing that they care about is managing the device too,
yes,
right?
So there's a couple of things enterprise think it's important for a device. And,
mm-hmm.
and when we talk to enterprise, and we do that a lot, is okay, it's productivity built-in. So like Office, Link, great
yeah.
email client, calendar. Well, we use it every day, obviously.
Someone was just complaining to me the other day about how poor the email and calendar clients are on Android phones.
Yeah, they are different. Yes,
different?
I agree. I like them on phone better.
But we're so spoiled with Windows Phone, just that
we have
this history of providing such rich support for Exchange
yeah,
Server.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all over the box. Even if you want to connect to a Notes Traveler, it's already in, mm-hmm. in the Windows Phone. So it's a productive phone. Office 365 support is built in. You don't need an extra install. It's all it's the same subscription as well. You don't need to know. It's for free. But it can manage it through MDM or Exchange policies. So you can set, like, for example, BitLocker encryption. So when the data is unrest on the phone,
you can require a PIN too.
You can require a PIN. You can wipe the device.
And BitLocker like encryption. That's
yes.
fantastic.
And that's the same. That's the advantage of using the NT kernel and all the goodness which comes with that as well. So we reuse it as much as possible. And you can manage your application as well. So, for example, I enroll the application, and I can maybe show you how we do that. You go to settings, and here's the company apps, and you can see here that I'm already enrolled in the Microsoft IT environment.
So this will be in the settings for every Windows Phone already, a company app
yes,
entry.
Yes, you add your email address, password, and enroll, and it doesn't matter what kind of MDM environment you
okay.
have.
Okay, and then once the user's done that, then they're set.
So what it does now, it installs a certificate on my phone. The phone phones home every 24 hours to check if the certificate is still valid.
Mm.
You can revoke certificates which are misused. You can imagine an illegal marketplace on the web, which assigns all applications and you can download from them. We can just remove those certificates, and the phone will remove all applications signed with the certificate automatically. What we can do is install applications signed by this certificate, and I, for example, have on my start screen the company catalog.
And this what is happens, an application that you made?
Or yes, this is an application built by Microsoft IT. You can build yourself. Most MDM solutions provide your standard Microsoft and company portal already, where you can list all your important applications, maybe role-based as well, so sales, marketing, if you want. That's a choice up to you. You can build your own. It's just a Windows Phone app. Everybody can build it if you can build a Windows Phone app.
And then there are APIs that you can leverage to, and we'll link to that here, to actually install the app or check if the app is already installed.
So, for example, if I go to, let's go to a sales application, and if I click on this one, it will ask me, do you want to install it or not? If you have the application already, you can, for example, launch it from here. This is an application which is built just for us, but you can list, for example, the store apps as well. So Link is obviously in the store, and you can use it there as well.
Right, there may be apps that you want to publish publicly for a variety of people to use,
yes.
Or there may be apps that are relevant for multiple types of companies,
yeah, so
like CRM,
Link, Skype, for example.
And then they have to log in to actually access that functionality.
Yes, and what happens if I unenroll the device, I can do that manually, or I can do it remotely through MDM, all the applications, including the data, will be removed from the device.
So we focus mostly on application development here, and one of the benefits of having Windows Phone 8 be on the same shared core with Windows 8 is the ability to leverage a lot of the same code to target both. And so I imagine an enterprise would really want to be able to, you know, do that, to build apps both for tablet and phone
yes,
at the same time.
Yes, and we see that happening more and more. And we tell that organization as well, if you have the skills that you can build for both, it's not that hard to do. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that the applications need to be the same.
They shouldn't really, right?
But it depends on the scenario.
Right.
So for example, a scenario which makes sense for us because we travel up to between the buildings here on campus is our Campus Experience app. It's an application built for Microsoft employees. For example, one of the things we need to do is travel from building to building, and we have a really nice service. It's a shuttle service. I can book a shuttle from building 86 to Studio E, and we want to be with the two of us. When I book it, well, I can book it and we'll cancel it. Otherwise, the chauffeur will leave for nothing.
But then it's going to track show you actually where the shuttle is and everything.
Exactly. So this is really useful, and it's from the phone because I'm walking around. It doesn't make sense on my tablet or on my desktop. So this is a different scenario, which makes sense just for the phone. And let me cancel it, otherwise the shovel will be here for
That's
nothing.
That's very nice of you to cancel it. But there's a lot of other really useful things in here too.
Like so there's a conference room finder. You always have running into people, oh, let's have a meeting, and ad hoc you want to book a conference room, for example, and I can say, okay, this current location, from what time or time? And it searches for me all the available conference rooms, which is a nice scenario. I like the. Oh, I was out of the application. I like the whiteboard snap. What it does is you can create a picture of the whiteboard and it will automatically share it with your with the people you have a meeting at the time. So let me.
Right.
So you can see all
the camera.
The camera goodness. People are curious about that.
Yeah.
So you can add people. So it's this kind of functionality which makes the life easier for your employees if you want.
And then you can also have this on Windows then too, right?
Yeah, so another example is...
A better example for that?
Is, for example, field engineer. I'm on the road, I need to do certain jobs. And it's a generic sample, so there's different jobs I need to do. I need to replace a faulty TV. I think at this I'm probably working for some television vendor or
that
some...
That might be
some
your next job, right?
Exactly, a broadcaster. Thank you.
Yeah.
What kind of items do I need? Some details about that. It's a pretty simple application. There's a mapping functionality. So this is all my assignments I need to go to and I need how to travel. But when I switch, for example, to Windows, I have the same application.
Okay.
And let me just go through the list view. This is the first view you see on Windows. It's almost the same, but it's not, right? Because it's...
The UI's been spread out more.
It's a bigger screen. The jobs I need to do, the details, just on the phone, I can go to the... MapView as
well. There's a couple different things here, though. I mean, because not only is it easier for you to leverage the same code to design an application that's appropriate for both phone and tablet, as a user, you get two applications that are very consistent with each other and easy for you to use. So it has benefits from both a developer standpoint as well as from the enterprise user standpoint.
Yes, that's correct. And obviously, this application has most of the functionality shared on the platform. But you can imagine that you have a full-fledged application on Windows, because that's where you spend most of the time, and you have companion kind of apps on your phone.
Well, we've done a number of sessions on building applications for both, and we'll link to those here as well. But I think that this is pretty compelling stuff. It's pretty clear that combined with, you know, the security of the phone itself and the productivity aspect of the phone, the Outlook support, the OneNote, the
yes.
SharePoint,
yeah.
And then the support for the management piece that in the deployment of the applications, tied with being able to leverage the same code to build for both, you have an offering that is stands heads and shoulders above the rest of them.
Absolutely, especially because people are, we talk to any the developers who are familiar with .NET XML, they can build apps so fast. It's unbelievable. We do proof of concept kind of workshops with our enterprise customers, and in 5 days they build both a Windows and a Windows Phone app from scratch, without any familiar experience with Windows and Windows Phone. So it's a pretty compelling story for a lot of enterprises, yes.
Well, thanks for taking the time to share this with us today.
No problem, anytime.
All right, we'll see you next time on Inside Windows Phone.